This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Bonnie North. In Wisconsin, parents have a lot of choices about where to send their children to school. Open enrollment allows families to switch between public school districts, and parental choice programs let some families enroll in private schools using taxpayer-funded vouchers. New research from the Harvard University Graduate School of Education sheds light on the relationship between parental choice and school integration. Richard Weisbord and Eric Torres surveyed more than 2,000 parents across the country and conducted focus groups. They determined that even though most parents favor racially diverse schools, that often doesn't translate into action. The researchers spoke with WUWM's Emily Files about their report, which is titled, Do Parents Really Want School Integration?
We got interested in school integration for a number of reasons. One is that we were worried about how fractured and divided the country is. We were worried that we are becoming, in many regions of the country, more segregated. We subscribe to what Thurgood Marshall has said, which is that if children don't know how to learn together, they won't know how to live together as adults. And So, when you look at the legal environment, it's disfavoring school integration. So it became clear that if we are going to make progress in school integration, that school districts and parents have a big role to play.
And can you just explain real briefly why the legal landscape is not favorable to school integration?
Well, there have been a number of court cases over the last decade or two that have not favored school integration. And the courts are becoming, since Trump was elected, the Supreme Court, other courts have become more conservative and less likely to support integration.
And give me a brief overview of the current state of school segregation in the U.S.
The answer is complicated, and it's complicated because there are rural areas in the country, for example, where there are more immigrant students than there have been in the past, so those schools are becoming more integrated. But, around 40% of students, Black and Latina students, are in hyper-segregated schools that are over 90% Black and Latino-Latina students. And, large numbers of white students continue to be in highly segregated schools as well.
Right. So 40% of Black and Latino students are in hyper-segregated schools, and that would include many Milwaukee schools as well. So one of the main questions you're trying to answer in this report is, do parents want school integration? Eric, what answer did you come up with?
So this question winds up being somewhat complicated, and that's sort of like the thorny issue that the report tries to investigate. On one hand, I think it's clear that they do. We see high levels of support for school integration across race, class, culture, and political difference. In principle, parents are expressing that they want integration. And when they're asked about the levels of integration that they would ideally prefer for their students, there's a consensus around high levels of integration as well. However, from other research, we know that in landscapes where parents have unrestricted school choice, the schools tend to become more segregated and not less, which provides some evidence that, in fact, maybe while they say that they want school integration, it's not enough to get them making integrative choices. Our report also has some other findings that sort of help flesh that out, which is that parents don't tend to prioritize integration above certain other concerns, namely the safety of schools and what they perceive as the academic quality of those schools. And so depending on what we mean by the notion of wanting integration, I think it's rather clear that parents are at least reporting that they do in fact want integration. And I think our focus groups and interviews give us reason to believe that that's coming from an earnest place. But when they are making decisions about where actually to enroll their children, in many cases, they're letting other priorities come first.
So there already is research out there about in school districts where there is a lot of choice, unrestricted school choice, that those schools tend to become more segregated, not less. The new research that you guys worked on for this report was this huge survey asking parents about their level of support for school integration by race and by income. Can you talk about the survey methods and what some of the numbers were?
It was a large national survey. We talked to people of all sort of like races, socioeconomic statuses, political orientation. We asked people about their preferences related to school integration. We asked them a variety of scenarios about conditions under which they would or wouldn't send their children to integrated schools. We asked them to rank their priorities. And then we also conducted focus groups and interviews in which we tried to dig into parents' thinking a little bit more deeply, ask them about how they were thinking about this in their own lives, what sort of factors led the school enrollment decisions that they were making with their children.
What you found was high levels of support, especially for racial integration among pretty much every group of people.
Yep. I mean, there was variation among different demographics, but I think the general takeaway is that we saw high levels of support for racial integration and also somewhat smaller, but also generally high levels of support for socioeconomic integration as well. We saw that there were some parents who were ranking integration very highly among their priorities for schools that they choose for their children. But on average, most parents were ranking things like academic performance and safety concerns higher than integration, which helps to paint this picture of the psychological landscape and the preferences that parents are bringing to school choice.
Right. So even though your survey found that when you ask parents, do you support school integration, most of them said yes. When you asked, what are the most important factors that you look for in a school, integration was not one of the top three for most people. Instead,
it was not one of the top three for most people. That's correct.
Instead, it was academic quality and safety. So why might those priorities work against integration?
There are parents who really do want integrated schools, but they're getting distorted information about school quality and safety. And, you know, looking at average test scores at a school is not a good standard, is not a good proxy for school integration. White advantage parents are looking at the number of other white advantage parents at the school as the stand-in for integration, and that's not a good proxy for integration either. You know, lots of people don't have good information about what the culture of the school is like, whether students are engaged or not. So, you know, integration tends not to happen, even though parents want it in principle. I mean, the other thing that I think is going on is that white advantage parents tend to talk about parents within their bubble. So they tend to talk to other white advantage parents and don't really get diverse perspectives. So, you know, we're really making the case that not that every parent needs to send their child to an integrated school. You know, these are can be very tough decisions and complex decisions. But the parents should at least try to make it work because it's important for their own children. It's important for other people's children. And it's important for democracy and for the country. It's vital for the country. And so they should try to make it work if they can. And sometimes that really means doing some research and getting beyond the websites and getting beyond your insular group and really gathering information and checking your biases.
You mentioned in the report that when parents are making decisions about schools, they might look at data points like school report cards. In Wisconsin, though, the school report cards now factor in student growth more heavily, but you're saying that in some cases, the school report cards might be mostly looking at the test scores of a school, and that's going to skew towards a more advantaged population, and then it's kind of a compounding effect.
I think that even over and above looking into the data on school performance, though, I think the case that we're making is that it's important for parents to actually get outside of their circles, to take school tours rather than relying on sort of reputations or rumors that might largely bounce around echo chambers of similar and similarly minded parents. So even in the cases that you have a lot of data available to you, I think there's more to do to get beyond some of the biases and misconceptions that can skew parents' perceptions of given schools.
From this report and what you learned from this research that you did and the other research that's out there about how intentions don't necessarily translate into action when it comes to school integration. Do you think that this means that school districts, if they really want integrated schools, need to limit parental choice?
No, I think that what it means is that parents, that school districts need to couple parental choice, which I think is a good thing, with information campaigns. I mean, really giving parents access to really good information about integrated schools. I also think that part of the issue is thoughtfully integrating schools. It's not just throwing kids together. It's integrating schools in ways that are constructive for all kids, where there are constructive conversations about race and teachers who are really prepared to lead those conversations. You know, our hope is that school districts can still give parents choices, but that they engage in campaigns where they lift up the strengths of many different schools, encourage parents to actually do school tours, which some research suggests can change parents' decisions about a school. So I think there's a lot of public information, public education that needs to happen here. I also think school districts could create forums for parents to talk to other parents who are outside their bubble. And, you know, that would be a good thing to do. I mean, there are just a lot of things I think districts could do that wouldn't be too expensive that might help with this.
There is this really fundamental issue in education where there is research that shows that integration is good for all students and socially and academically, especially for students of color, there are benefits. But it is such a personal decision for each family.
Yeah. And that's also something we wanted to emphasize, is that this is a personal decision for every family. And it's a complex decision. It's often a really complex decision. And you certainly have to think about your particular child and how your individual child learns, and the challenges that your individual child might have in different environments. But we are also saying that one important factor in your thinking should be, and an important factor, whether or not you can send your kid to an integrated school. I mean, that should be one priority. And because of the research suggesting that it's going to have advantages for your kids, it's going to have advantages for other kids, and because it's so critical to democracy in our country.
Richard Weisbord is director of the Making Caring Common Project at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. Eric Torres is a PhD student there. They spoke with WUWM's Emily Files about their new report titled, Do Parents Really Want School Integration? We have a link to the full study at our website, wuwm.com.